Al-Qaeda is near strategic defeat in Iraq and Saudi Arabia. That's what CIA Director Michael Hayden told the Washington Post. Hayden's comments made the paper's front page this morning. Here's more from the world's Jason Margolis.
In his interview with the Washington Post, CIA Director Michael Hayden attributed success against Al-Qaeda to the rising competence of the Iraqi military and to a growing movement against jihadism. Hayden said Al-Qaeda's ideology has lost support in Iraq because, quote, no one really liked Al-Qaeda's vision of the future. Stephen Simon agrees that Al-Qaeda has taken a beating in Iraq. Simon is a senior fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. But he says it's only a strategic pause in Al-Qaeda's activities.
I don't see that the fundamental grievances that animated Al-Qaeda as an organization as having disappeared. I think all the grievances remain.
In other words, Simon argues that Al-Qaeda still harbors a lot of animosity towards the U.S. and its allies, and that hatred still pulsates through the veins of enough potential recruits in Iraq and Saudi Arabia.
It's not the 1.3 billion Muslims in the world that are the problem. At the end of the day, it's a very small number of Muslims who are persuaded by some very powerful jihadist arguments.
Still, today's comments from Hayden reflect real strategic progress against Al-Qaeda. Counterterrorism expert Bruce Hoffman at Georgetown University says the U.S. has made absolutely tremendous accomplishments in the war on terrorism. But Hoffman says today's news shouldn't be seen as Al-Qaeda's obituary.
I would balance all the optimism that we hear against one enormously telling fact. This August, Al-Qaeda will celebrate its 20th anniversary, and there are not many terrorist groups in the world that last two decades or more. And the ones that do have lasted that long precisely because they're so resilient, they're so implacable, but they're learning organizations. They have this enormous capacity to adjust and to adapt to even our most serious countermeasures.
And the fight against Al-Qaeda in the Middle East isn't even the main story, according to Bruce Rydell. He's a 30-year veteran of the CIA and now senior fellow at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. He agrees with the CIA director's rosy assessment of today's situation in Iraq and Saudi Arabia.
But where I think the analysis breaks down is in Pakistan, because the single most important thing that has happened to Al-Qaeda in the last several years is the development of a secure safe haven for their planning, leadership, and operations in the Badlands on the western side of Pakistan. And that safe haven is actually getting larger, making it a more and more dangerous base of operations for the Al-Qaeda core leadership.
CIA Director Hayden said counterterrorism efforts in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border area have kept Al-Qaeda off balance. Bruce Hoffman from Georgetown says he's surprised by that description. He was recently in Afghanistan and says there's been a worsening uptempo in cross-border attacks. But Hoffman wasn't surprised by Hayden's optimistic assessment of the war on terror.
This is an election year where terrorism hasn't figured prominently yet, but certainly Iraq has. And also we're coming to the end of a two-term presidential administration who is seeking to be judged of a legacy of having been successful in countering terrorism.
CIA Director Hayden did put a strong caveat on his remarks. He cautioned that Al-Qaeda remains a serious threat and warned of a growing complacency by the American people. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.